You're listening to traditional fiddle music of Cape Breton Island, just off the coast of Nova Scotia. Back in the mid-70s, there was a film called The Vanishing Cape Breton Fiddler. This documentary infuriated Father John Angus Rankin. He took it as a challenge and vowed to gather 100 fiddlers together in his parish to prove the Cape Breton fiddle tradition was alive and well. 104 fiddlers showed up. One of them was a young girl named Natalie McMaster. McMaster is now considered one of the world's greatest fiddle players. She told Anne Strange Champs about a life steeped in the Cape Breton music tradition.
I started step dancing when I was 5. My mom taught me to dance. And then I was playing piano a little bit. Like I had a little organ, a little like 15-key organ. You know, I'd play little fiddle tunes out on it. And there was lots of fiddles in the house, but they were full size. I couldn't even reach. Then when I was 9, we received a fiddle from a grand uncle who was living in Boston. And he sent up this 3/4 size fiddle, and it fit me perfectly. And I said, you know, I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, this is my fiddle and I'm going to play it.
Were you disappointed when you first tried? Because wasn't it hard to play at first?
Wasn't disappointed at all. And I didn't find it very difficult because I think that's because I heard it so much. You know, it's like talking. Wow. If you hear people talking around you, you're a baby, eventually you learn to say mama.
Could you play an example of that kind of music that you grew up listening to?
Sure.
Did you also learn, sort of the history of the music? I guess I'm wondering, are there stories that go with any of the songs?
Well, there are words, there are lyrics to some of the tunes. See, at home we call the instrumental pieces the tunes and the vocal music songs. And my grandmother was a great Gaelic speaker and full of music, just full of. I have yet to meet anyone on this earth that was as full of music as she was. It was unbelievable. She just got so much joy from it. She used to, if I'd swing onto a tune that she'd, you know, she'd get all excited, and if she'd start singing the lyrics, the Gaelic lyrics. There's a tune on the fiddle. Now, I'm just to help the listeners understand kind of what I'm talking about. I don't know Gaelic, and I don't pretend to know it at all, but I can go from memory a little bit the phonetical sound of what she would sing. But there's this tune that I play, an old tune that, you know, I didn't think too much. It wasn't anything special, but it goes, and when I'd swing into that, she'd sing this with me. She'd go, a tree, something like that, okay? God help me if there's any Gaelic speakers out there. They're going to say, what is she saying? Anyway, I totally butchered that. But my point being that she'd have these great old Gaelic lyrics, and the way she would jig the tunes, we call that jigging, she would resemble a lot of the similar sounds that I was making on the fiddle. She'd resemble with her voice and with her throat. Wow. And she had a lot of guttural, you know, sounds and throat sounds. And that particular tune was written for my great-great-great-grandfather. It was a tune composed for his three-legged rooster. That's what the tune is about.
That must be amazing.
Yeah. Like, when she told me that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
On your CD, In My Hands, there's a bit of your grandmother. One tune begins with an actual recording of her talking. It's really lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She says, I wasn't rich enough to get a violin when I was young, but if I had the money, boy, oh boy, I would have been a violin player. And that's so true. Gosh, she would have been a hell of a good fiddler.
Reading a lot of the liner notes, there are, you know, technical names for all the tunes. You know, there are reels, jigs, strathspeys, marches. Mm. What are they all? I mean, how does is a reel definitely different than a jig, different than a march? And
right.
If you heard one, would you recognize if you knew the music?
Right. Well, I think so. It's just a matter of getting onto it. Like, I do my shows and I'm telling the crowd, okay, we're going to play this jig and then we're going to go into this reel and strathspeys and blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of the night, I figure out, okay, they haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. So I usually say, okay, by the way, these are just different labels for tunes. They're just different types of tunes, and that title represents just the timing of the tune or the time signature. So a jig is in 6/8, for example. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Diddly, 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 diddly. And then a strathspey kind of has a... It's got a lot of dotted notes in the rhythm, so it's got this kind of sound: dee-dum, 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 da-da-da-dum, da-dum. A lot of da-dums, dotted notes. Reels are much more even: da-da-da-da, 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's in 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on and so on. Waltz: 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
That everybody knows.
Exactly.
Do you have any favorites?
I really like Blue Bonnets Over the Border, which is a tune we do in our show. It's a slow piece of music. Can also be played as a jig, which I've recorded it both ways. And there's just so many great tunes, like, you know, and it depends on my mood, too. Some days I just might be so in the mood for reels. But I'll tell you, I'm always in the mood for jigs. I love jigs. Yeah. Jigs are probably the best.
So I guess we should ask you to play a jig.
We'll do a jig that's, this is just one that my Uncle Buddy plays a lot, and it's a great dance jig.
Since you were a teenager a really long time, do you ever actually just get a little bored with
not,
Cape Breton music?
Not ever. Not ever. I totally, totally love it.
I guess I was just wondering, you know, we live in an age where most people leave where they grow up,
mm-hmm.
you know, leave their roots behind. You not only have, in a big way, not left, you've carried home with you and brought it to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that home so important to you?
Well, I think that everybody does go through a stage where home just isn't that important because it means the same things, and everybody is going through that time in their life where they want to have new adventures and they want to be in a big city and they want to explore life more and all this sort of thing. And in the end, great to do that, but I find in the end all that gives you is just more of an appreciation for how good you did have it. You didn't even realize it. Like, home is just... the old expression, but there is no place like home, especially talking about Cape Breton. It's a very magical spot, and anybody who has ever gone there, I think, will tell you that.
Will you play one last song?
Sure.
to end on?
Sure. I'll play you a tune that I just learned and I really, really like. It's Phil Cunningham wrote it, and he's a Scottish accordion player.
Thanks.
It's called Eternal Friendship.
That's Natalie McMaster, traditional Cape Breton fiddler and step dancer. She spoke with Anne Strainchamps.